I'm telling you, stay with us. You're going to learn a lot of things. You've learned about artificial sweeteners. I've been against those for years and told you so. We were concerned about AI. Now, Anthropic warning AI could soon help build its own successors. If you really think about that, that's a very dangerous thing. Creating better AI without any input from humans, you can make the connection. And I will say, though, my friend Keith Newell, who always sends us nice ideas, he came up with this one. We were talking about, and we had David Sarabi on, talking about investing in all this, these initial public offerings of AI-related stuff. And he said, why not ask AI if you should invest in AI?
I wonder. I saw somebody suggest that you ask AI to teach you how to use AI.
That's another good one. While we're working here, why don't you ask AI if we should invest in AI and see what it says? Because if I did it, I'd knock us off the air. So I
yeah, I'll have an answer for you later on.
Okay, if AI will give one to you, yes. Chris Swanson, Genesee County Sheriff, Democrat gubernatorial candidate, showed he is in the race and wants to be. He participated in the Democrat gubernatorial debate last night on Fox 2, but I think he was all alone because our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, apparently declined the invitation. Chris, welcome back to Focus. Nice to have you here. Were you on the stage alone? I was not in a position to watch.
I was not. I had an empty chair next to me.
The old empty chair routine.
That's right. The old empty chair with a microphone on it. Yeah.
Well, I doubt they asked the empty chair questions, but I suspect they asked you plenty. How do you think it went?
It went fabulous. I mean, to think that I had the privilege of having an hour on live TV in front of a live studio audience answering questions about what matters most to the people in the state of Michigan. It was fabulous, and Roop Raj did a great job.
Well, Roop Raj is a gem. He is a gift. We're lucky to have Roop Raj, that's for sure. But what a gift to you to have a full hour to yourself. You know, a lot of times these debates, they get messy. Oftentimes there's too many people. And so we some people we don't hear from at all. Some people we hear too much from. This way, you got a one-hour spot to let people know how you feel and what you would do should you become the next governor.
And I think people resonated. You know, the story of why I was the only one that accepted 88 minutes after I got my email in March. This is where you get to connect to the people. Aside from the 80,000-plus miles and the 1,400 places and all the WJR calls I've made, this is why it's important to be there and show up, and I showed up.
I think Secretary of State Benson said she had a conflict, an educators event in Detroit, so she didn't just not show up. She did say she wasn't going to be able to be there. So let me go through some of the things that I see talked about. What's your take on data centers in Michigan?
Well, it's a complicated question because of how different communities receive them. And I've said before, my partnership with organized labor and building trades, you know, they don't want to build any project where locals are protesting or have been forced to do things. You take away public comment and you have people making decisions about energy that aren't being transparent. These are all complications. But I would tell you this is when you try to solve one problem, create 10 more, nobody wins. And that's what we're seeing. This is an industry that is very suspect from people. And I work very closely with those that are in the building trades to figure out what is the way to message it. So I've been clear. As my administration, we're going to be transparent. We're not going to take advantage of people who either are paying extra energy rates. There's no escrow for this industry. Should they leave, what are they going to do for the people behind? And ultimately, are we protecting the environment?
What was your answer when they asked you about the state of education in our great state and the bottom 10?
Well, Yeah, well, you know what I said. You gotta really look at the source of where it comes from. We don't have a broken education system. That would be a disrespect to every educator and support personnel out there. We've got some gaps. Don't try to compare Michigan and Mississippi. That study, if you read deep into it, it was a 10-year study that's not even comparing apples to apples. They're holding fourth graders back to third grade to boost the literacy rates. If you go to the eighth grade and study it, which I did, eighth grade literacy, math, and reading is one of the lowest in the countries. And so let's really look at literacy. We're on the uptick. We've got the science of reading that the teachers are teaching now, going back to the basics. But their letters training, which is L-E-T-R-S, that needs to be more user-friendly. They only have certain times and dates to do it. The bottom line is we got a great education system. I've been endorsed by a number of MEAs throughout the state, Bay County, Wayne Westland, Region 2. I'm an educator myself, 28 years at the University of Michigan, Flint. We're on the right track, but it's not a broken system.
Really? You don't? That's a bold statement, Chris, to say it's not a broken system.
That's right. Anything that we're doing that is so complex as educating 1.4 million kids in Michigan, there's a lot that we have. And that seven-point plan that I say, protect the school aid fund, make sure kids have breakfast and lunch so they're not starving during the time to learn. You know, giving people the ability with didactic skills in middle school, and not everybody's built for college. These are all things that matter, and that's what we're doing.
Got a busy day today? That's kind of a stupid question. You're busy every day, I know.
Indeed.
Where are you headed today?
So this morning I was in Ann Arbor at the IBEW State Conference. I just had three calls that I had to make for podcasts. I'm in Lansing right now to do the Home Builders Association gubernatorial candidate forum. I'm going over to the Thumb to go meet with my friends over in St. Clair County and my dear friend from Local 6000 UAW, Rachel Dickinson. So I'm in it to win it, and nobody's going to outwork Chris Swanson.
No one's going to outwork you, Chris. Good luck to you. What's the website for people to go and maybe donate money and find out more about what you stand for?
Very kind. SwansonForMichigan.com. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you, and thank you, sir.
SwansonForMichigan.com. SwansonForMichigan.com. Chris Swanson, Genesee County Sheriff, Democrat gubernatorial candidate. Thank you, Chris. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Be safe.
You do the same. Heading toward 1243 with Paul W. J.R.